From Rasmussen, and I can tell you that Joe Biden's approval rating is at its lowest level since he took office. His disapproval number, 51%. His approval number, 47%. Underwater by 4 points. And it's not hard to figure out why. You look at the list of the things that are being talked about. Defunding the police, that's a loser. The border crisis, that's a loser. Critical race theory, that's not winning. Cuba's not good. And the resurgence of the COVID cases, even in fully vaccinated people, after Joe Biden was effectively taking a victory lap 6 weeks ago, not good. But it's the economy at the end of the day. Everything's more expensive. And this idea that somehow inflation is transitory and that it's just temporary, that's a new economic theory that I thought I would ask my next guest about. She's kind of an expert in such things. Liz Peek here, a contributor at Fox News, and she comes here often enough. Liz, good to talk to you as always.
Thank you for having me on, as always.
You spent a number of years on Wall Street. You're well acquainted with the way the economy works and so forth. What about transitory inflation? It's just here for a moment, and it's expected. What do you make of that?
Well, here's a bad sign for the administration. They've actually ditched that word. They're no longer using the word transitory because, A, it may not be true, and, B, people have no idea what they were talking about. So that's not a particularly sound platform. Look, what we're seeing, I think, is a resurgence in inflation. Simply put, there's too much money chasing too few goods. And some of this is indeed related to supply chain problems, hiccups in the availability of lumber or whatever. And yet there is also an element of enormous liquidity being pumped into the system. The Federal Reserve continues to buy $120 billion in bonds every month, which is basically printing money. And it's unconscionable. I actually have no idea what their excuse is for this. I keep thinking, and you know, we are having a meeting of the Federal Reserve as we speak. I keep expecting that they will accelerate their timeline for stopping that. So far, they haven't done so. But on top of that monetary excess, you also have the federal government just spending too much money. I mean, Steve, we are now spending money like a quasi-socialist country like Sweden. We are not far off in terms of the amount of our GDP that's accounted for by government spending. It's too much. There's too much money out there. And the Fed has just gotten it totally wrong. You know, when Biden took over, before he put in that $1.9 trillion spending package, biggest thing we've ever seen in our lifetime, the economy was growing at 6%. And right. They never really addressed that. They never said, well, you know, things are going great and jobs are coming back, but we're going to ladle this excess spending on the economy anyway.
Yeah, and you've got these monthly payments on, you know, the child earned income child tax credit, whatever they got. That's welfare. You can call it what you want, but that's what it is.
That's right.
It's a government check coming every month, normalizing government checks coming in the mail every month. But you look at the spending, $1.9 trillion on the American Rescue Plan, $6 trillion on the budget itself, another $4 trillion whatever dollars on infrastructure. We're talking about $10 trillion plus in spending that they want to put in place this year, but it'll have no impact on inflation. I mean, they're not that stupid, are they? I mean, I don't mean to be that blunt, but they can't be that stupid. They're doing it by design.
They certainly don't want inflation. But to your point, I think they feel they have this once-in-a-lifetime shot to push through a lot of stuff that the progressive element in their party wants, whether or not the country wants it. And what's amazing to me, they are clearly in trouble here. As you point out, Biden's approval ratings are dropping. Democrats across the country are feeling the pain of that. And yet, and they know their internal polling is showing them that inflation is a big threat in 2022. So they are rolling the dice on losing control of the House and the Senate because they are so eager to put these programs in place, the Green New Deal and the increased welfare programs and so forth, as you point out. So Americans should all kind of step back and say, How is this benefiting the country, or is it really just benefiting Democrats? And we know the answer to that.
Yeah.
So it's a risky business because people are connecting the dots. And to your point, I just want to make one other comment about inflation.
Sure.
The way it becomes embedded in the economy is because prices go up for everyday goods, and then workers go to their bosses and say, hey, I need a raise because costs are going up. I can't really survive on this. And so they get a raise, and then they have more money to spend. To your point, what the kind of corker in this whole thing is that the government created a labor shortage, and there's no doubt that this happened with the extra unemployment benefits. And
absolutely.
Now, and I haven't heard many people talk about it, but these welfare checks, these child tax credit checks, it's not the old system of a tax credit where you wait till the end of the year. This is monthly, weekly checks going out,
yeah.
And it's exactly the same as the unemployment benefits. So people are staying home. We have a really low workforce participation rate right now. So wages are going up. And Friday we'll get a read on that. I think people will be surprised at how quickly wages are rising.
Yeah, and you point out, let's say you have three young children at home. Well, then you're going to get $900 a month on infinitum,
yeah.
Right? So you get $900 a month. Why would you go back to work? Why would you pay for daycare? Why would you go back to work for even for a $20 an hour job or $25? If you're unemployed and you're getting $300 a week extra from the Fed plus your state income unemployment money, that might be $650 plus $900, you're at $1,550, $1,600 a month. Why would you go back to work?
Well, that's the problem. And people are choosing not to go back to work. And so, as I say, we have this sort of artificial labor shortage. If you look at polling of small businesses, which is done by the NFIB or big businesses, or if you listen to the companies reporting earnings right now, we're in earnings season, all of them are talking about how hard it is to hire labor. All of them are talking about higher costs, which they then will go ahead and pass through in the way of higher prices. That's what we're hearing. If Jay Powell and Joe Biden don't hear it, they've got a serious hearing problem or they just don't interact with people in the private sector, you know, which is also true.
Yeah, they're starting to hear it. 20%. That's how many points they've lost on optimism in America. It's gone down 20 points since the end of May. In fact, on the 26th of May, his approval rating of the president's was 55% with Rasmussen. Today, it's 47%. That's an 8-point loss in 8 weeks. And it's not getting better because people can see the cost of cars, homes, beef, gas. It doesn't matter. That affects people. And people on fixed incomes, the ones that supported Joe Biden, are going, wait a second. You're killing us here because I'm getting Social Security or whatever I might be getting on a fixed income. And it's devastating. About 40 seconds, I'll give you the last word.
I think, and here's what's changing. I think people were willing to give him the benefit of the doubt that, yeah, there's a lot of hiccups in the recovery and, you know, airplane fares, which were low a year ago, are now high. So those are temporary and sort of one-time things. But I think everyone's aware that this has gone beyond that. And for the administration not to acknowledge it, extremely bad decision. Pushing for more spending now, it's a killer for Democrats and for Biden. I don't understand why they're doing it.
And I don't think they're going to get it done.
I hope not.
They're not. Defunding the police, the economy, the border, COVID, CRT, Cuba, they're losing across the board on the issues.
I agree.
And they know it. Liz Peek, always appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day. There she is, Liz Peek, a Fox News contributor, on here regularly as well. We're going to take a quick break and dig deep into some of the more of the headlines from today that we haven't gotten to yet. So don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gerber Show. Follow us on Facebook, The Steve Gerber Show. Question of the day every day. Today it's about Simone Biles. Check it out.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on The Steve Gerber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegerber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegerber.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect.
With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.